From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is birds and open sand from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. If your yard feels a bit quiet each summer after nesting is done and young birds have fledged, I recommend installing water baths and a patch of sand for entertainment, but only if you do not have outside cats in your neighborhood. After digging out our old lilac shrubs last summer to make way for prairie turf, I discovered that sand bathing is a favorite activity for many birds. In hot weather, the birds cycle between water baths and sand baths so quickly that so often you feel dizzy watching them. Almost every bird species that visits my yard made the rounds between the open sand and bird bath, so often that I cleaned and refilled the baths 3 to 4 times a day. It reminded me most of children in a playground with too many attractive features. Should we slide next, or whirl, or swing? Sand and water baths help birds keep clean, which is essential for strong feathers and healthy skin. For small birds, don't use deep baths. Less than 3 inches of water in a gently sloping bowl or shallow pan is best. The only bird that did not make the rounds was the neighborhood peacock. He used only the sand bath. None of my water baths are big enough for him. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.